How many? I realize some when I read this poem the first time that I'm older than a lot of people. How many people watched the Challenger disaster?
There was
10% of the audience who knew what I was talking about, and everyone else was like. But anyway, this poem's called Famous Disintegrations. As a child, it was hard to understand how something so massive could fall apart so completely, so quickly. Everyone was watching, and the more hard-hearted kids at school had jokes at the ready for the carpool home. I looked it up. Something about unusually cold temperatures and a faulty seal, a broken O-ring, and so much flame. It was the most important thing one could be taught. We can't stop things from dissolving. All there is to do is salvage the remains from the ocean. This poem is called Settling into the Neighborhood of Divorce. Doug brings me over a pair of bar stools, offers me a spare futon. Dave gives me a dining room table, a couple of lawn chairs, Marty an old television with a built-in VCR. My neighbors are trying to get rid of the memories of ex-wives, all gone in the past 5 years, and they fill my shed with their refuse. I take it all to be kind. In exchange, they do little things around the house. Marty mows the part of the lawn that connects to mine. Doug helps me with the weather stripping. Dave brings me a beer when I'm staining the deck. They let their hair grow long again, sit in the yard on weekends with their other divorcee friends, drinking, playing golf in the yard, shooting a bow and arrow with only one arrow left, cooking over the fire pit, smoking joints, riding on a reconstructed dirt bike. For whatever reason, they've adopted me. Never having married, I am free to sit and listen to their stories, but with not as much to forget, and I have nothing I need them to take. This poem is called Three Pants. One, at the beach, I was stung by jellyfish. They were everywhere the Atlantic was, and they brought welts like a death in the family brought tea. We stayed in the water all afternoon, not wanting the more lasting pain of the sun, just as red and itchy. I got my scalp anyway at the park, a matching scarlet stain. My hair dye ran gray in the ocean, and we walked concrete coals back to the house. Two. At the carnival, I mounted the giant slide with a burlap sack, older and heavier. The top knitted my forehead and counted my tickets. Filled with deep-fried dough and exhaust fumes, they looked up at me from the exit gate, frowning. When my knee divides at the slide's base, pulling my foot back behind my shoulder, we limp off, feeling like the days have left us brittle. But I had indeed seen them from above. Three. When everything changed in the city, and the fire rained downtown, the trains and buses left town for New Jersey. And we walked home, showing ID cards, breathing the smoke of our dead townsmen. Everything was out. And the ambulances, their windshields knocked out, drove themselves like charging oxen. The sun was fine until 23rd, and then disappeared behind the dust in the dusk. The next day, our feet were covered in blisters, and we kept ourselves drunk to remember to keep the shades down and the windows closed and forget the old landscape forever. Thank you.